It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important story.
Out here in Colorado, we had a sex education bill that was passed. It was signed by the governor and put into law. I just can't believe what is happening to public education.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
We are now using policy that if you don't affirm something, that they use policy then to take away your businesses.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
Kids are just being bombarded with darkness.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
You know, we need to get back to letting our kids be kids.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Indeed, it is hump day, and welcome to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who are supporting us. I really appreciate it. And I've also got really great partners. One of them is Hooters Restaurants. They have five locations. That is Loveland, Westminster, Aurora, Lone Tree, and Colorado Springs. And on Wednesday, it is Wings Day. You buy 20 wings, you get 10 for free. The girls are coming over tonight. Producer Steve, so you know where I'm going to be getting some wings tonight.
Yeah, I know where you're at, and I'm thinking of the sirens and the tear gas. It's such an event over there in your neck of the woods.
It is such an event. That may not be as funny as it used to be with the fact that we have really been shedding light on this Lone Tree, this proposed Lone Tree 55% increase in our retail sales tax. If that goes through, my sales tax would be 55% more when I go get those wings.
Yeah, and then if it doesn't go through, they want to tell you how your police force will be, you know, it just won't be what it is today.
You know, what is so amazing about this, and you people really, even if you don't live in Lone Tree, you should go take a look at the website, NoLoneTreeTaxIncrease.com. There is a lot of great information. And in fact, some legal documents, there's going to be some other things that are going to be put on there. But there has actually been a white paper that has surfaced that the mayor of the city did regarding possibly trying to purchase the wildlife experience. And the wildlife experience had been gifted to the University of Colorado. And so they got it for free, and they've not been able to make it economically work, and so they want to sell it. And so actually there would have been a white paper that had been done about purchasing it. And I just kind of find it interesting, Steve, that there's a white paper out there about purchasing something, and then on the other hand, you're receiving a document on your doorstep that says, it said this, can you believe it? It says, save our police so they can save us. You talk about scare tactics.
Well, yeah, and they did their homework there. Not that it's laudable, but you did such a great job. I mean, I'm an outsider looking in to a degree, and dollars and cents wise, in terms of this sales tax increase, you know, it doesn't hit hard in the pocket, but you have done an excellent job of showing how government works, how they see the taxpayer. And it, you know, normally I say these smaller entities are only mimicking what they see coming down from the federal or state level. But this works the other direction, too.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, and I want to address something you just said there, because it is a penny on every dollar that is spent. And so the current tax rate is about just a little over 1.8%. It would go to 2.8%. That is a 55% increase. But you put that on top of what inflation is happening. Well, you put that on top of your property taxes going up. You put that, which that goes to library, fire, school district. You add all of these different taxes up, and it is significant. And the way to increase the pie, Steve, is to, or the way to increase tax revenue is to increase the pie. And PBIs, politicians and bureaucrats and interested parties, think that economies are static, that if they raise what the sales tax is now, if they raise it by a penny, people are going to still continue to have the same shopping and dining decisions that they make. And people are going to have to make different decisions with all this inflation as well. So instead, PBIs, what they should be doing is working to lower taxes, make the pie bigger, get this economy going. But my point is they're over here trying to scare people with the thing that is important, and that is safe communities. While over here, they've been exploring spending a whole bunch of money on something else that is another pet project. Can you say almost $7 million pedestrian walkway bridge?
I can, because I see it quite often, and I cringe. But, you know, I don't want to take away from what you're saying in terms of, you know, the penny on every dollar spent. I just love the way you've opened at least my eyes to the way government in general views the taxpayer. And you talk about making the pie bigger. Is it that they don't know how, or is it just, you know, harassing people with higher taxes is just the, you know, the chosen way to go?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question. And I think that probably varies from PBI to PBI. You know what? I think that some people just don't know. And then some people just believe that government should get bigger and bigger and bigger. So I think that varies from PBI to PBI. But anyway, my point is that when you go out to that, you know, have that beer with your friends, if you and Lone Tree is a great place to shop and dine. Everything there is going to cost you more, 55% more in the retail sales tax that you pay after a year like this. I just can't even believe it. So anyway, just wanted to make that point. But the girls are coming over tonight, and it's always great to have them. And I always like to have those Hooters wings as well. So you can find all my sponsors at Kim Munson. That's MONSON.com. I recommend each and every one of them. And I do so appreciate each and every one of you listening, joining us. You're each treasured, you're valued, you have purpose, strive for excellence, take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. And thank you to this team. That's producer Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, Charlie, and all the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. And producer Steve, people wonder what they can do right now during this election. I just got my ballot yesterday. When did you get yours?
No, I was at the mailbox yesterday, and no ballot yet.
Okay. So hopefully yours will arrive today. But there's really two things to do. First of all, go to my voter's guide. We have spent an enormous amount of time on this and really worked to break down these issues and then come up with recommendations. And you may disagree, and that is just fine. But we give you all the tools. We give you the ballot language. If there is any backup information, for example, LEAP, this learning, oh, Patty's got it right here because I always mess it up, Learning Enrichment and Academic Progress Program. We've really delved into that. We are going to be making a correction on that, Steve. I hate to say it. If sometimes we don't get things right, and we misread it on the sales tax increase. So currently, Colorado taxes marijuana. It's a retail tax of 15%. This Learning Enrichment and Academic Progress Program would be a new 5%. Well, 3% in 2022, 4% in 2023, and 5% in 2024, and then it would stay at 5%. Although if they bring in excess revenue or whatever, they actually are detabering all the excess revenue and future revenue like that. So just on that alone, one should vote no on that. But it did reference the 15% current tax rate. And the way we read it, because it was really complicated, is we thought that they could increase it up to a total of 15%. It actually can only go up a total of 5%. Of course, that's a 33% increase right there. And then cities and municipalities can charge retail sales tax on this as well. So what happens is that I think, and they saw this in Berkeley, California, they got the sales taxes so high on their legal marijuana market that they were losing market share to the black market. And of course, that increases crime as well. So this would be a 33% increase in the state retail marijuana tax, which we think is significant. And it's actually just really a minor point, but we like to even get the minor points right, Steve. But just remember, this puts in place an unelected, unaccountable 9-member authority board that is selected by this governor. They choose their own replacements. They have taxing powers. This was another thing that I had not really realized how big this was, is this board can accept gifts and contributions. Think about all those players out there that are trying to influence education. And then this 9-member board gets to choose all the vendors. And so these after-school programs that parents may be able to send their kids to, they only get to choose from the vendors that the board selects. So if you believe in representative government, this is really a bad idea. And America was founded on representative government, Steve.
It was. And I said it before, I'm not looking forward to, because it's going to be disgusting. But when the ads hit the air, and I can just imagine what they're going to be, you know, camera low to the floor, looking at the little children, you know, and do it for the children is going to be the, you know, the mantra. And again, it's a classic example of government creating a problem that they rush in to fix.
Well, and this is really a David and Goliath fight, because looking at the finances, I looked at the Tracer report, the Colorado Tracer report, and again, and there's been money coming in from a right-leaning organization as well that says they stand for school choice, and they indicate that they think this is a step towards school choice. Really? You think that this governor is going to appoint people that are for families making their own choices? Yeah, they can make choices as long as they choose from those that this governor-appointed board says. The other thing, though, this is really a cronyist thing. And that is the authority board, the authority can take 10% off the top for administrative expenses. And then, of course, the vendors that they choose can take administrative expenses as well. So this is not really for the children. I wish we had the money right now. I mean, we have zero. But I wish we had the money to get the same kind of ad that you're saying. And that ad would be coming in to all of these cronyists sitting around a smoke-filled table saying, is this not great how we figured out a way to create a tax to pad our pockets? But I'm just going to have to make that visual here on the Kim Munson Show for you.
Okay, thank you. As a public service, thank you very much.
Two things, and we're not even going to get to these headlines that we had talked about, but this is important. And as you look at these tax questions on your own municipalities, I hope that you can use our arguments against this tax increase in Lone Tree and just take a look at what that means for your community as well. I did want to, first of all, mention this, again, America's Veteran Stories that's going to be on Sunday. Steve, powerful, powerful interview. We interviewed Lori Chapman Longfritz, and her brother, John Chapman, died on a mountain in Afghanistan in 2002. And he received posthumously the Medal of Honor. Powerful story, Steve.
It was, and I was wondering as I was listening to it, again, we seem to get ourselves into a situation where there were rules placed on the military that kept them from really doing their job properly. And I wonder if, her brother didn't get caught up in that somehow. It was early in the game over there in Afghanistan. But, you know, once this stuff starts happening, and for whatever the reason is, we start to bind ourselves up with, like we did in Vietnam, with these silly rules of engagement and not just meeting the enemy head on and getting the job done.
Well, and that did occur, I think. There was a story of why a decision was made. I didn't get the feeling that she felt his hands were tied. I think it was more the decisions as why to go to that mountain that morning. And so really an interesting story, and I'd highly recommend that you check that out. That'll be on Sunday afternoon at 3 and 10 on KLZ 560. Before we go to break, our quote for today, I'd never heard of this guy, Lawrence Johnston Peter. He was a Canadian educator and archaeologist, best known to the general public for the formulation of the Peter Principle. I actually should have looked that up. I was busy yesterday and didn't do that. So that's your homework today, everybody out there. It's HIERARCHIOLOGIST. He was born in 1919. He died in 1990. And we're going to be talking with Patty Kurgan, researcher and author, here in the third and fourth segment. We'll be talking about taxes, what's on the ballot. And so I was looking for tax quotes, and he said this: America is a land of taxation that was founded to avoid taxation.
You know, what first thing that jumped out at me when I was reading that is that he's a Canadian. And if somebody from another country is making a statement like that, I think it's rather noteworthy.
It is very noteworthy. My friends, you know that we look at these issues, though, as freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do it. And it's never compassionate to take other people's rights, property, freedom, or livelihood via force, whether with a weapon, policy, unpredictable and excessive taxation, fear, coercion, the latest silent thief, government-induced inflation. Let's go to break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Kathy Mix regarding her run for Jeffco School Board. These school board races are so important, and we are realizing that. And I've realized there are so many people that are stepping forward because they care about our kids. So in our voter's guide at kimmunson.com, that's M-O-N-S-O-N.com, I am also listing recommended school board candidates. And we will be doing an edit on this on probably Friday or Saturday and adding in some additional school board candidates and making this correction that we need to regarding LEAP because we want to get everything absolutely correct. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back with Kathy Mix.
Home ownership and private property rights help you build wealth for you and your family. RE/MAX Alliance award-winning realtor Karen Levine understands this. Supply is super tight right now. This is why you need a seasoned professional with excellent negotiating skills on your side of the table, whether buying or selling an existing home or buying a new build. As a member of the National Association of Realtors Board of Directors, Karen Levine volunteers hours of her time to help you build your American dream. Call her today at 303-877-7516. Again, that's 303-877-7516.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who support us. I so appreciate you. You know we're an independent voice, and we search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through this lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. So thank you to all of you for that as well. Check out our voter's guide. Share it far and wide. We hope that it will be a great tool for you. Nobody paid us to do this. We look at this through the lens of the American idea, what is best for everyday individuals. Is this the proper role of government? And try to give you all the background information so that you can make an informed decision. And my friends, if we do not sit down with our ballots and make informed decisions, if people just don't do, I would recommend the civic duty is to not vote. Either get informed, understand the candidates, understand the issues, or don't vote. There is some work to being a citizen of the United States of America. On the line with me is Kathy Mix, and she is running for school board in Jefferson County here in Colorado. Kathy, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Kim. Thank you for having me.
Kathy, as I was looking at your website, you are, you're kind of like a rocket scientist, aren't you? It's pretty impressive. Okay.
Yeah, actually, I did that for 10 years at SciCol after graduating from the School of Mines. So, yep, and in a former life, I was a rocket scientist, literally.
that's pretty impressive. And so now you've thrown your hat in the ring for Jefferson County School Board. The question is always, why?
Yeah, that's a good question. And you said it earlier in your statements before, I'm running for the Jeffco Board of Education because I care about kids. I had an outstanding Jeffco education myself. I grew up in Jeffco, graduated from Lakewood High School, went on to attend the School of Mines. I played basketball and volleyball there, met my husband, Mike. Mike also graduated from Jeffco schools. He graduated from Wheat Ridge High School, so he's a farmer.
I'm from Western Kansas, so I really like farmers. Kathy, I have been watching education And I am concerned our children are falling behind. And I think a lot of it is because we've lost our focus on the basics, on helping our kids read, write, do arithmetic, critical thinking, science, history, civics, those kinds of things. And we've looked at curriculum, and my gosh, during the COVID-19 Wuhan China virus reaction disruption, parents were seeing what their kids were being taught online, and parents are, I mean, you can mess with a lot of things, but don't mess with my kids, and they're pretty frustrated about this.
Yeah, it's been terrible. Our student achievement results are really poor. In 2019, before COVID, only 35% of sixth graders met the state math standard, and only 38% of eighth graders met the state science standard. So the COVID impacted scores are even worse. So that means that a majority of our students do not have the skills necessary to understand math and science at grade level. So we really need to get this turned around now.
Instead, we have seen school boards across the country that have been politicized. And I continue to say that if we get focused on these basics instead of this critical race theory and sexualizing our kids through curriculum, there's only a certain amount of hours in the day, Kathy. And I'm a product of a really great public education. I'm not going to say when because then I'm going to date myself, but graduated from high school with the tools of how to run a household, how to run a business, how to do accounting. I graduated with those skills. And now our kids are just, again, I'm so frustrated with the CRT, which is dividing kids and telling some kids they're victims, other kids they're oppressors. This curriculum has kind of snuck in underneath the kind of camel's nose under the tent. We didn't even realize it. What's your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. Our schools are not the place to be politicized. We need to really be focusing on our foundational basics so that our kids can be ready for the next steps after high school. We need to make sure that they're prepared to succeed, whether they're going directly into career, if they're going to go on to college or go into the military. We need to make sure that they have all of those foundational basics, reading, writing, math, science, critical thinking, like you said. There's only so many hours in the day, and we need to focus on what the schools were intended for.
Okay, and the other big question out there across the country is these mask mandates on our children. What's your thoughts about that?
So that's a tough one. So having raised three children myself, I know that every parent is trying to do what's best for their kids. And we have, JEFCO's done a really good job, I think, with the layered strategy to protect the students and the teachers and the staff from COVID. And what we need to do now is to evaluate the risk and incremental benefit of these additional burdens, such as masking, that are being placed on our kids, and determine what the impact those burdens are having on their social, emotional, and mental health. We know that Children's Public Health declared a state of mental emergency this spring, so it's been really tough on kids. And we've got, JEFCO has more stringent requirements than many of the surrounding districts. And we know that there is definitely a cost to masking kids. It impacts especially the young kids, learning how to read and interact with the teachers. So I would call on JEFCO Public Health to really do a thorough risk and benefit analysis for the masking requirement.
Well, and I agree on that. And I've always, I'm a free market girl, Kathy. So I've always thought that there could be some creativity and innovation in this. For example, if you have a teacher that is very concerned and wants to be masked, and you have families that want their children to be masked, perhaps you could have a classroom that was a masked classroom. And then parents and teachers that did not want to have their children masked, and teachers that did want to have, you know, the facial interaction, there could be a classroom with that. I just think that that this onerous one size fits all, it just doesn't work. And I just think that freedom could be a better answer to that, Kathy.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. And parents are in the best choice to decide what's best for their kids. Teachers know what their needs are, and definitely You know, today we should be able to innovate and come up with something that serves all of our kids better. And that, and actually, I in my role now at Johns Manville, I lead an innovation and commercialization team. So that's problem solving and innovative is one of the things that I have a lot of experience in and am good at.
Okay. And Kathy, so how can people get more information about you?
So thank you, and thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. Please check out my website at mixforjeffcostudents.com. That's M-I-K-S-F-O-R, jeffcostudents.com. This is a critical election, Kim. We can't keep doing things in Jeffco the same way and expect different results. The Jeffco board has five directors, and three seats are up for election. So all decisions are based on a majority. So we have an opportunity to flip the board and fill it with qualified people who will do what's best for kids.
Well, and when we look at the results that we have been getting, no parent, no matter what side the aisle they are on from a political standpoint, want their kids to be falling behind. The data shows our kids are falling behind. It's time to make a change. And so, Kathy, you are on my recommended school board list if people go to our voter's guide. And I'm pretty sure I have your website connected there as well. But again, give us that website. It's M-I-K-S, right? So what is that website?
M-I-K-S-F-O-R, jeffcostudents.com. And also, I think you're having Jeff Wilhite and Teresa Shelton on tomorrow and Thursday. So we have joined forces. We share the same goals and priorities. So would really appreciate your listeners' vote and support. Please tell all of your family and friends. We need this to be a grassroots so that we can do what's best for kids.
And it will be the grassroots here in Colorado that makes this change. So again, Kathy Mix, thank you so much for stepping forward. This is a civic duty, and I really appreciate you stepping forward. And yes, we will be talking with Jeff Wilhite tomorrow, and then Teresa is Shelton, isn't it, on Friday. So Kathy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Have a good rest of your day.
Thank you. And on the line with me is one of our great sponsors of both the shows, and that is Lauren Levy. He is a mortgage specialist with Polygon Financial Group. And Lauren, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Kim. How are you?
I am well. I've been wanting to ask you about this $3.5 trillion spending bill. We had Grover Norquist on yesterday with Americans for Tax Reform. And I'd heard all kinds of terrible stuff that's in this bill and asked, and then I'd done a search on the computer to see, is it really true that they're going to tax cattle? And the fact checker said, oh, that's not true. But then what Grover said is, if it has not explicitly been said by the president that it's not on the table, everything's on the table. So what's your thoughts about this, you know, the debt ceiling and it kicking the can down the road a little bit? What, because you're right there watching all this, Lauren.
Yeah, and all of it is just more increased spending, and that's what I care most about in my world, is just, you know, people that have criticized the inflation that we have now have blamed the Federal Reserve or the government for printing money and printing more money and, you know, helping back the housing market maybe more than they should have, is what some people say. And then here comes this massive bill, which is going to just be a ton of printed money flooding the market. And in my mind, is going to cause more inflation than we have now. And that's a scary thought.
It is really scary, because what that does to everyday working people. I'm thinking also about people, Lauren, that have made their plans. They're in retirement and they'd made their plans, their cash flow. And there's this big surprises. So are you... I mean, people might want to be exploring a reverse mortgage, yes or no?
I agree. Yeah, we're seeing that already, because people are getting a dent put in their monthly income by increased gas prices and at the grocery store and just about everywhere. And for a lot of people, their number one asset they have in their life is their house. And the only way to tap that equity when you're in retirement is through a reverse mortgage, because you simply just don't have the income level that you would need to take out a loan. And plus, when you take out a loan, you have to pay it back, and that increases your monthly payments. So a reverse mortgage can help people get cash flow and money in retirement with very little qualifications.
And not have to move out of their home. Now, when we first talked about reverse mortgages, I would say what I heard you say to me is you need to tread carefully here. The family needs to understand what's going on. The person that's taking out the reverse mortgage, they need to understand that. And so you want to make sure you have a trusted professional such as Lauren Levy, 303-880-8881. How do you like? I got that in there for you. But really, you've indicated that people need to have somebody who knows what they're doing and really be able to communicate to everyone how this is going to affect things.
That's right, because it's a loan for seniors, and it's designed to last as long as the senior's life lasts. So you can imagine, you know, when you're dealing with someone in their 80s and possibly 90s, that, you know, with mental things that could happen, the family needs to be involved to make sure that the parents don't do something to trigger the reverse mortgage into possibility of losing their home. You want to protect against that and make sure that that never happens. And so that's why we like to have the families involved whenever there is a family there.
Okay. So if anybody out there wants to sit down and just explore this, give Lauren a call. That number is 303-880-8881. Lauren, is there anything else you want to leave with our listeners today?
No, I think it's just becoming more and more apparent that this is the time to get into action as far as whether it's a regular refinance or a reverse mortgage, because if this bill comes out, we might see rates move higher.
Okay, so get that done as well. Lauren, thank you so much. We will talk to you again next week.
Okay, thanks, Kim.
Again, that's Lauren Levy, 303-880-8881, 303-880-8881. We're going to go to break. When we come back, Patty Kurgan is our researcher. She is an author, and she has really delved into this LEAP proposition that is on our ballot. And we're going to talk about this ballot. And that LEAP is Learning Enrichment and Academic Progress Program. It's that quote-unquote new marijuana tax for the children. We are a hard no on that. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll talk with Patty Kurgan.
Would you have ever dreamed that freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion would be under assault and attack in America? Unbelievably, it is happening right before our eyes. That is why it is important to keep free-thinking, independent voices on the airwaves, the internet, and social media. Kim Munson is one of those important voices. Help her keep independence alive. Go to KimMunson.com to contribute, to join Kim in the battle of ideas raging in America today. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at Kim@KimMunson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who support us. And be sure and check out our voter's guide. Before we talk to Patty Kurgan here, she's a researcher and author. This show comes to you because of these great sponsors I have. Another one of them is Hal and Linnea Van Herkey. They are entrepreneurs and they are the owners of Castlegate Knife and Tool. And as we're getting into Christmas season, recommending that people get their shopping done early because it looks like there's going to be some supply challenges out there. And they are getting a lot of inventory in right now. And so a new kitchen set is a great gift for that chef or for that sportsman, a new knife for their toolbox. Or if they're a collector, certainly Castlegate Knife and Tool is the place for you to get that great blade. So check out Castlegate.com. That's Castlegate.com. And be sure and get your shopping done early. Patty Kurgan is a researcher. She's an author. And she has done a lot of research on this Proposition 119, which is called LEAP, which is the Learning Enrichment and Academic Progress Program. Patty Kurgan, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Kim.
It's kind of interesting how you and I've done a lot of work on this. You've actually done three op-eds that you can find at KimMunson.com, really delving into this. And you've got one more, I think, that's going to be coming out here very soon. Correct, Patty?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Connecting more of the dots. But how this whole thing happened is somebody reached out to you this summer and said that this might be on the ballot, or it was on the ballot. What do you think of this? And you looked at it, and take it from there. What happened?
Well, I, you know, went and picked up the initiative and started reading it. And the first thing that came to my attention is they at the very beginning of the proposition, now it's Proposition 119, it used to be Initiative 25, they talked about
Let's explain that, Patty, is when they were out getting the petitions in front of the grocery store, it's assigned an initiative number, which was Initiative 25. And then once it makes it to the ballot, it's renamed a proposition because it's a proposal on the ballot, and they give it a number, but it's a different number, which is so confusing, but it is now Proposition 119. So anyway, continue.
Correct. When you go to read it, and I hope all our listeners do that, because if you're going to vote, you need to be educated. And part of the education is reading the initiatives, or excuse me, the ballots, questions, researching it, and just not taking sound bites, whether it's from us or somebody else. If they truly read it, they'll understand why we are so adamantly opposed to it. And when you begin reading it, the first four or five pages talk about all Colorado children and what they need, and that this initiative is for all the children in our school systems. And then you get hit with eligible children. And so they drastically cut down the number of people, students, who will be eligible for this program. So I think there's a just deception right there, because most people, unfortunately, won't read the entire initiative. It's only 14, 15 pages. Again, I'm going to encourage everybody to read it.
And they can, and that's linked on our op-eds as well. If you go to our op-eds at kimmunson.com, we've got that there. And it's also linked in the voter's guide.
Correct. And they do reference that because of what has happened with COVID-19, that a lot of the students are falling behind. It's just not low-income students, though. It's all students. And Kathy, your previous guest, has explained that when she's saying that only 35%, this was pre-COVID, were math efficient in sixth grade. We all know that after COVID and what the kids have experienced the last year and a half to 2 years, many of them have actually regressed 18 months to 2 years. So we need this for all children. The other point is this initiative.
Well, and when you say we just a quick clarification, when we say we need this for all children, I don't think you're saying we need the LEAP initiative. We need to help all children succeed.
Exactly.
Correct.
Right. And that's the point I was going to go to, that this proposition does not address the core problem of our public school system here in Colorado. We need to make it more efficient. We need to go back to the core fundamental academics to help these children succeed. So that means we need to spend our time on math, on science, on reading, on the critical thinking skills, as you keep saying. And we don't need to do the CRT or the sexualization of our children. That should be done at the home. That's a parent's choice to decide when they think it's appropriate, if ever, and how they want it done. School, we send our children to school so that they can be successful later on in life in their careers. And this proposition doesn't address that. And even you have talked about how the board selects all the vendors. So that's, you don't know who the vendors are, which brings up another point. Steve is correct when he says we can already see the ads that are going to be on TV for the children. We need this for the children. The fact of the matter is, they already have where they're going to be spending they're showing on the fiscal note that they're going to be spending almost $56 million for fiscal year 2021 to 22. We're in that fiscal year right now. So if we're voting on it in November, the advisory board is supposed to be picked within the first week or two of January. So in 6 months, they already know they're going to spend almost $56 million, but they're not telling us how they're going to spend it. So if they want to be transparent, they want to be honest, they truly want to tell us how this program is going to work, how come we're not hearing anything about that?
Very interesting. Well, and Patty, the more I've looked at this, it looks to me like a cronyist's dream. You go out, you choose a product that a lot of people, they're frustrated with because they feel the legalized marijuana has changed Colorado, which that's a whole different discussion. But they go out and this idea and that if you tax something, you'll get less of it. I do agree with that. If you tax legal retail marijuana, you're going to get less people buying legal retail marijuana. But I think what people forget is that there is a black market over there as well. But this is a cronyist dream. Go out and create tax revenue over here that then you use for your programs, and you get to choose all the players. So, and it's not accountable to the voters, it's not accountable to the legislature, it's not accountable to the Board of Education, and it's not accountable to any future governors. So let's say that Republicans do the hard work and actually get a Republican governor elected. They can't touch this baby.
Exactly, exactly. I just want to make one point going back to the marijuana tax. If you look at it, when you're talking about the Lone Tree tax is a 55% increase, this tax, after 3 years, will give a 33% increase on the marijuana tax. Plus, the people that will be hit the hardest are the low-income people. So, again, they keep saying, we want to help the people. These are the people that are most in need, like the eligible children that they map out in this proposition. Meanwhile, that's the income bracket that those who use marijuana will be paying the most. So I just want to, it's a very regressive tax that will hit the low income the most. And then I'm going to jump over to the vendors. So yes, they get to pre-select the vendors. And what's interesting, if you go onto the proponents for LEAP for Colorado, they have an endorsement page. And they have some organizations there that are endorsing it. So I picked two. One is the Colorado Youth Congress. Sounds great. When you look at it, though, it says they begin with, we represent the young people of Colorado building a better future. We confront wicked problems head on, like racial justice and mental health. And we lead campaigns to change systems. And then right there, they have a quote by Angela Davis. If I remember correctly, she was wanted by the FBI. In fact, I think at one point she was on the top 10 list. So why would we want our children, why are we spending our tax dollars on this? If somebody wants to send their child to this particular Congress, this Colorado Youth Congress, that's their right, but that shouldn't be tax dollars. There's another group, and it's called Colorado Alliance for Environmental Education. And there it says, meaningful environmental and outdoor learning experience bring us together to learn about our world, including how to best care for and sustain in it for future generations. Then later on, it brings up Black Lives Matter. Everyone in Colorado deserves the opportunity to experience quality environmental and outdoor learning. Black individuals and communities have a right to live, work, learn, and play in the outdoors without racism. So is there social justice in this environmental program? Again, parents have the right to choose. But is that the right way to be using our public dollars? I thought this program, that when they talk about it, they're talking about tutoring. And that's what they're selling some of the public on. But if you read this proposition, you can use it for a music lesson. You can use it for camps during the summertime. You can use it for a soccer club. It's for outside activities. And that, again, that's all good. But that's not what schools should be centering their attention on. The dollars need to be spent on basic academics and let the parents decide elsewhere. And when we talk about the free market, let these organizations exist on their own. And many of them are nonprofit and they get their contributions and let them be. But we shouldn't be forced as taxpayers to allow our money to go here.
Well, and Patty, you've done so much research on this. Let's go to break. I'm talking with Patty Kurgan, researcher and author. We're talking about Proposition 119, which is on our Colorado ballot. My ballot just arrived, and that's Learning Enrichment and Academic Progress Program. It is that new marijuana tax for the children, but we're actually realizing it is a new marijuana tax for cronies and also for different organizations to possibly push forward their social agendas. And so let's go to break. Before we do that, though, this show is brought to you by our great partners. A new partner that we are so excited about is Kirsch Insurance Group. And there is a window in time where you can choose your new coverage for the next year. And of course, this is for people that are on Medicare. And that window is from October 15th through December 7th. And the very cool thing about Kirsch Insurance Group is they work with most all of the carriers here in Colorado, so they can help you craft your plan just for you. And they also have a software program where they can plug in the medications that you take, and you can determine what's going to be, I guess it's the Medicare Part D, I think it is the prescription component of it, so that you don't have any surprises when January 1 rolls around. I would highly recommend that you reach out to Marlon Kirsch and Danielle, Naomi, the whole team over there, and they can help you with this. The best way to reach them is iKirsch, that's KIRSCH.com, iKirsch.com, and I'd recommend do this sooner versus later, because October 15th is right around the corner, and December 7th, they'll be here before we know it. So make that connection now. We'll be right back with Patty Kurgan.
With the federal government printing money, it looks like inflation is on the horizon. That is why you should lock in a low rate now on your mortgage. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group is here to help. Lauren works with a variety of lenders to assist you in finding the mortgage that is just right for you. Locking in a low rate now will save you thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait any longer. Call Lauren today at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
Americans Veteran Stories with Kim Munson, Sunday afternoons at 3, here on KLZ 560 AM and KLZ 100.7.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who support us. We appreciate that. And highly recommend that you check out our voter's guide, and would ask that you share that far and wide with your friends and your family. It's going to be the grassroots that's going to reclaim Colorado. And it's going to be one election at a time. And our hope is that this will be helpful for you. We do look at the three statewide ballot questions, as well as in-depth regarding the 55% increase in the retail tax rate in Lone Tree, hoping you can use that as a template as you're looking at the tax questions for your community as well. And then we do have a recommended list of school board candidates on there as well to help you with that. On the line with me is Patty Kurgan. We are blessed. She does the research for the Kim Munson Show. And she's very humble. However, she graduated from Duke University, magna cum laude, studied at Oxford as well, and is an amazing critical thinker. And we're talking about LEAP, this Proposition 119. LEAP is, I love the way they named it, Learning Enrichment and Academic Progress Program. Who could be against that, Patty Kurgan?
Me.
And me. We don't care about kids, right?
No, I love kids, and
I do
a lot with children, and right. This just isn't the way to go, and especially when you're looking at taxpayers' money. And I just want to bring up, and listeners know, that the state, now this does not include your local real estate dollars, but the state itself spent $8 billion last year on K through 12 education. And when you look 3 years out, LEAP is looking at $134 million in revenue. And we know that with administrative costs, this is not a true $134 million that will be spent on the children.
We don't need this program. There's so much money in the in education right now. We have to use our money efficiently. And then the other point I'd like to bring out is that Republicans have a habit of not looking even a week or a month out, where our counterparts are Democrats. They are very long term. And one of my concerns with this program is that it's actually a parallel system, the way they initially have it set up, that will run in the afternoon while the children during the day from 8 to 3 go to their traditional public school. And one of my concerns is if at some point in time they want to merge the two programs together.
So that they have our kids all day long, right?
Exactly, exactly. And so that's one of my concerns on that in terms of long term. And I think it's a valid concern.
Well, and Patty, I'd like to talk just a little bit about the endorsement page. You mentioned that. And it has changed from when we first started watching this, because we had looked at the endorsement page, and they still have, I think, Bill Ritter and Bill Owens. And, you know, those guys are on all of the, I mean, you can go back now and you can see many of these initiatives and propositions and questions out there. They come together, and from what I see, they're pretty bad ideas almost every time. But there had been some really good Republican people that really have stood for education, stood for school choice, that had been on that endorsement page initially. And so we had contacted them and said, we're very concerned about this. And many of them said, this was not how this was sold to us. Do you want to address that at all?
I think that a lot of people believe that this was a road to school choice, maybe even vouchers. And when you read the proposition, you'll find out that it specifically states that the funds that will come out of the program cannot be used for school tuition. So that kicks out vouchers right there. It's not going to happen. And I don't know how they can see that it could lead to vouchers. Now, in terms of school choice, some people, well, the parents get to choose. Yes, that's a half-truth. The parents get to choose, but only from the pre-selected menu that the authority has authorized. So it's not true school choice.
It's not. And I think if you dig a little deeper, which you have done, into organizations that are endorsing this, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that they're probably going to be some of the approved vendors. And you just highlighted Colorado Youth Congress that has a quote by Angela Davis, or Colorado Alliance for Environmental. I didn't write down the balance of that.
But they are Colorado Alliance for Environmental Education.
Where they are talking about Black Lives Matter. We've realized now that we agree, you and I agree, all lives matter, certainly, but we realize
exactly
that has become an agenda, that's become an ideological thing. And Black Lives Matter, I mean, they were one of those entities that tore down our cities back in 2020. So again, doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out, as these organizations are lining up to support this, this governor chooses the authority board. The authority board chooses the vendors. They live off taxpayer money. They're not accountable to anybody. And then we've got a big Republican operative that's actually running the campaign and has been making big bank off of this as well. This looks like a cronyist dream to me, Patty.
Oh, exactly. And I just want to go back to the endorsement page. There's a organization there called Reschool, and I actually, on the second and third op-eds that I wrote, addresses Reschool. If you read this proposition and then you look at Reschool, this proposition is pretty much Reschool. So I'm very interested to see how they play out in this whole scenario. In fact, one of the people who helped fund or found Reschool is Tony Lewis, and he started writing papers back in the early 2000s on this type of program. So again, they're thinking long term. He's almost 20 years into this, and this might be his dream leap, completely funded by taxpayers. So there's a lot of integral Right. There's a lot of integral parts, and I really recommend that people go to your website, read my three op-eds. You have one. Rick Turnquist has one. And it really delves into it as to why this is an adamant, no doubt, no, we do not need this.
Well, and one other thing on that endorsement page, actually, they took down the endorsement page of many of the politicians and bureaucrats that had their names on that. So, again, I felt like that was a big success, the amazing work that you've done. Patty, we've got just about a minute left. How do you want to button this thing up?
Vote no, and just don't take my word for it. Do your research, read the proposition, and read our op-ed. And I think anybody who does that will walk away and say, this is not the way to spend taxpayers' money.
Well, and we will be doing a correction on that as well. There's one little thing that we had it was very confusing. It is a 33% increase in the state retail marijuana tax by 2024, and we will make that correction on that. Patty Kurgan, the amount of work that you do is pretty amazing, and we are blessed to have you as the researcher for the Kim Munson Show. I thank you for all that you do for really for the state of Colorado. You are a true warrior.
Thank you for your kind words, Kim.
Okay. And that's Patty Kurgan. She is a researcher and author, and be sure and check out her op-eds at kimmunson.com. And our quote for today is from Lawrence J. Peter. He said, the man who says he is willing to meet you halfway is usually a poor judge of distance. So my friends today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you, and God bless America.
Young, like a new moon rising, fierce through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown. And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.